Well, Declan, Wednesday night, Derry gets the ball up and running for you in the Ulster Championship. All set at this stage?
Yeah, not too bad, Tom. Now, yeah, preparations have gone all right, and just get hopefully now a few knee niggly injuries cleared up for Wednesday night, and looking forward to it. And we get a good challenge from Derry. Just watched them on Wednesday night. They're a very, very good side, managed by Enda Gormley and Bergen McCosker of the Wattie Graham Club. So, yeah, it'll be a good test for us, and yeah, it's a challenge we're looking forward to.
We'll talk about Derry in a moment and about the injuries as well. But tell us a little bit about the squad of yours. Have you got many survivors from last year? Remember, they came agonisingly close to that Ulster title.
Yeah, we have a fair few, but probably unfortunately there's about four of them definitely out injured at the minute, maybe five. Larkin O'Connor's out injured, Jager O'Connor's out injured, Tony McLennan's out injured, Jack O'Brien is struggling with injury, and will be rated just 50-50. And Rory Carr was part of that squad last year. Of the players, then Owen Van Gallagher still there, Stephen McBrady, Danny Rogers. So, yeah, there's a sprinkling there, all right. And but as I say, unfortunately, there's a good number of them that are on the injury list at the minute.
And I suppose in the situation with Darrow O'Connor, he was going to be out anyway, because he's probably, you're well prepared for that. He's recovering from a cruciate, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. And it's just come probably a month, 6 weeks too early for Darrow. Yeah, big loss. And Rory Carr then picked up that injury in January with the club, with the club minor team. And again, he's just a couple of weeks short of getting back. Larkin Connor has had hamstring problems all year. He had a knee operation at the end of last year and hasn't fully recovered. And Tony McLennan's also in the same boat. So yeah, we knew the situation with Dara O'Connor probably going back last November when he got the operation, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, obviously we know you have quite a few involved with the county seniors as well, haven't you?
Yeah, there's a number. There's at one stage, there's 9 or 10, maybe 11 involved training with the seniors. I think there's about 8 training there now at the minute. And yeah, there's a fair crossover of players, all right. And you know, well, it's always great to see young lads making that step up. And you know, Owen Bam started down in Kerry last weekend, done very well. I mean, Michael Carroll has got some game time in those league matches, and that's great to see those lads making a step to senior football.
Kieran Thompson is another, isn't he?
Yeah, Kieran Thompson, yeah. Well, Kieran's just back from injury. Again, he's been injured for the last 3 weeks, and he's been back training now this last night or two. So, again, he's an important player for us.
Yeah. And how has that gone with the seniors? Because I know it has caused problems in the past in terms of availability and getting players for training and for challenge games and warm-up games.
Yeah, it's probably been difficult enough, but in fairness, you know, we've had them for the last number of challenge matches, and you know, even this weekend there'll be a number of them in the squad, and that's more or less been the fact that there's a number of the senior players still out injured. But we've had access over the last couple of weeks. Probably not ideal, but at the same time, these guys have been in now for the last 3 months, and you know, as I say, the 21 to me is a progression for these players to go on and play senior football. But no, all in all, it hasn't been. You know, it's working out all right. A number of those guys have, as I said, picked up injuries, so a lot of them haven't really been training over the last 3 or 4 weeks, you know.
And in terms of preparations overall, tell us about them. You played a couple of challenge games.
Yeah, I mean, the preparations, that's been difficult, Tom. I think nine lads based in Dublin, there's about 5 or 6 in Galway at college, and then we have between Athlone, Dundalk, Belfast, there's 3-4 more based in around there. So it's been difficult trying to get them to train and trying to get venues, what the weather has been there for the last number of months. But we've had the North West Cup, which was in January. We had a couple of very, very good games in that, especially against Mayo. And over the last period, we've had some really good challenge matches. We played Galway, Roscommon, we played Castlebar, Mitchells, and Dublin. So a number of good matches. And, you know, the team are as well prepared as we can get them. And as I say, we're looking forward to the match now.
And how close were you to having or being at full strength for all those games, or having your best?
Yeah, well, we know that's the problem. We haven't been at full strength probably for any of the matches. And, you know, but as I say, you just have to play the cards you're dealt with, and that's the way we'll be on Wednesday night. But I think the lads that have stepped in have done extremely well and have stepped up to the mark, and you know, I'll be looking for these lads again to perform on Wednesday night, because we'll need a big performance across across the board on Wednesday night just to get over this challenge.
Because you mentioned, obviously, Derry, your opponents, you watched them last Wednesday night. What did you make of them?
Very good, yeah. Very, very good side. Very well-drilled side. And, you know, some very, very good players. And if Terence O'Brien plays centre-forward for Derry senior side, he's playing at centre-forward for the 21s. Good, strong player. Danny Tallon. They have a full forward to kick. I think it was good, a dead ball kicker I've seen for a long, long time. He kicked nine out of 10, and four of them were 45. So we need to be very, very careful that we don't concede too many threes inside the 45, because we will be punished. You know, a guy called Peter Hagen playing left half-back, got forward, kicked two very good points last day. But all round, they're very, very strong. Michael McAvoy at centre-half-back, another really good player. And, it's going to be a good, good challenge for us on Wednesday night. And it's probably one that will go down to the wire.
Mm. And as you know, with this bunch of players, quite a few of them reached the All-Ireland Minor Final 2 years ago. Quite a few of them in the team that came agonisingly close, as we mentioned earlier, to winning an Ulster title. So a fair great degree of expectancy about this team, Declan.
Yeah, listen, I mean, this is a good squad of players. And say, well, we've been working with them probably since they were under 15, under 16, yeah, and you know, some of these players are developing into fine players. And yeah, there's always going to be that degree, the fact that we were the first team to get to an All-Ireland Minor Final in 2014, but that's gone now, and we look forward to the challenges that 2016 presents itself, and that starts for us on Wednesday night. As I say, preparations, you know, it hasn't been easy. It's been difficult enough, but, you know, we're quite happy that we're at a good enough stage now. Mm. You know, it'd be nice to have that full squad of players available to us, but we just don't have that. And we'll be going out on Wednesday night and expecting and hoping to get in that big performance that'll get us over the line and into the semi-final.
And tell me, in terms of your team for Wednesday night, obviously you haven't finalised it yet, but who of what we would look upon or regard possibly as first choice is definitely out?
Jigger and Rory Carr would have been playing Larkin Connor. That, you know, those are the real attacking inside options that you'd have, and it's unfortunate that we've lost all three of them. Three real scoring threats with power and pace. Tony McGlanahan is gone. Bruce Walden had been playing full back and has been a revelation at full back right throughout the matches that we played, but unfortunately he's picked up an injury and he's also gone out. I'd say Jack O'Brien's just basically at 50-50 for Wednesday night. And so there's about six or seven of those guys that would definitely have been involved that are not available. But as I say, the squad is a decent squad there, and it gave some other lads an opportunity to perform on Wednesday night.